Shalom, everybody. In the seventh aliyah of Parashat Ha'azinu, we have nine psukim. The song of Nevuah of the Parsha ended in the last aliyah, and in this aliyah, Moshe and Yehoshua teach this song to Bnei Yisrael. And then Moshe implores Bnei Yisrael, pay attention to this song. You should pay attention. Your children should pay attention to the whole Torah. It's not nothing, God forbid. It's our life. And clinging to this song, clinging to the Torah, we will be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem then tells Moshe to climb up Har Nevo, from where he will view the land of Eretz Yisrael from a distance before he passes away. When Moshe pleads with Bnei Yisrael to listen to the Torah, to heed the Torah, to learn and follow the Torah, he says the following in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Why should you listen to the Torah? Ki lo davar reik hu mikem. It's not an empty teaching. It's not an emptiness. It's full and full. And what exactly does lo davar reik hu mikem mean? What does that mean, that the Torah is not empty? So Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchak, who died in 1105, offers two explanations. First, Rashi says that you must learn the Torah because it is not empty. So much reward is connected to the Torah. Literally, your life is and must be bound up by the Torah. That's what Rashi says. But the second pshat of Rashi is this, that not only is the Torah not empty, but nothing in the Torah is empty. Nothing in the Torah is extra or superfluous. And Rashi gives an example of a pasuk that you think is superfluous, and it's really not. It's a pasuk in Bereishit, in Parshat Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chaf Bet. And what is the pasuk that Rashi quotes? He says, V'achot lotan timna. And Rashi continues to explain what the context of that pasuk is. Rashi's example of a seemingly superfluous pasuk, which actually has a lot to teach us, and it's a paradigm for the whole Torah that it's not empty, it comes from Parshat Vayishlach. When the Torah lists Esav's sons, only one son, Eliphaz, has a pilegesh, and her name is Timna. The only pilegesh with a name that's mentioned is Timna. And we hear there that Timna, this is what Rashi quotes here, we hear there that Timna was the sister of a chief of Seir, Lotan, viachot, Lotan, Timna. So the pasuk, Rashi says here, is that Lotan and Timna were siblings, and it was Timna who became a pilegesh to Eliphaz. And Rashi says it sounds superfluous, but actually Rashi says that of course, and he says it there in Vayishlach too, that of course it is not extra. Timna was a princess. She was a member of royalty. But she was eager to attach herself to a descendant of Avraham, even if it was Esav. And she was prepared to be a pilegesh to one of Avraham's descendants rather than remain being a princess and living in luxury. That is Rashi's example of a pasuk that you think is superfluous, and actually, ki lo davar reik hu mikem, every word has something to teach us. That's a beautiful idea that we must internalize. However, we could ask a more general question. Rashi could have brought many psukim in the Torah that seem to teach us nothing. And God forbid, that's not true, of course, but there are many examples that he could have brought, and he would have to explain what was being taught. Why did Rashi bring this pasuk as the paradigmatic example of a pasuk that seems to be superfluous and there is something to learn? What specifically did we learn from this pasuk that teaches us the larger idea of ki lo davar reik hu mikem? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Perhaps one can suggest that the only reason why other nations hold us in high regard is because we value the Torah. Every word of the Torah, every single letter of the Torah is something that we value. Every generation sees some people in the world trying to ingratiate themselves to other nations by compromising on the Torah, by fudging what the Torah means to say, by erasing that word or that pasuk or that mitzvah, and it's not such a big deal, and there's maybe less mitzvot, etc., etc. But perhaps Rashi's message is this: our standing in the world, not to mention, of course, our standing with Hashem, is based on our valuing every single word of the Torah. Every single word means something to us. Every single letter has value to us. We can't erase, God forbid, part of the Torah to make us more popular with the world. The opposite. What makes us valuable is that we are so special with and value every single word in the Torah. Have an amazing day, everybody. Shabbat Shalom.